Now, BBC Learning English.
Hello again and welcome to another Learning English programme from the BBC. I'm John, with me is Oliver. Hello, Oliver.
Hello, John. Now I want to know about something that the British are very well known for.
And what is that?
Gardens.
Gardens?
Yes, the great gardens of England. 英国的大花园.
Okay, right, so you mean the big public gardens found in the large, stately homes of Britain. The gardens which are laid out formally for the wealthy families who used to live in expensive houses.
Exactly. 我们在这里说的大花园, the great gardens of England, 是指在大庄园豪宅里面的花园, the stately homes. 是指非常正规的花园, formally laid out. 在英国, 你通常只有在从前有钱人家里边才能看到这样的大花园。
The families that used to own these big houses with the formal gardens have largely died out now, but some still survive. Others have opened as tourist attractions, and some are now run by an organisation called the National Trust.
The National Trust. 国民托管组织, 这是一个由会员捐款资助的机构, Membership Donations. 这个组织管理着英国很多历史古宅和花园, 他们大量的使用志愿者, Volunteers, 作为导游, Guides, 带领游客参观期间。
We're going to visit one of these historic gardens today, the fabulous gardens at Chatsworth House in Derbyshire. That's a county in the north of England.
Andrew Wolf has written a new book all about the gardens there, so she's our expert. 安德利亚·沃尔夫写了一本关于这个花园的书，今天他将带领我们游览整个花园。Let's
start with a little history lesson.
好的，让我们先为大家介绍一下查兹沃斯庄园和它花园的历史。Construction
of the first house at Chatsworth began in 1552, but it was many years before the house that exists today was built.
让我们回到1552年那个花园开始建造的年代，construction。 从那个时候开始, 同一个家族在这里已经生活了12代了, 12 generations.
And it is still occupied by ancestors of the same family.
Ancestors, 祖先, 先人, 现任公爵, the current duke, 在2004年从他父亲那里世袭了爵位。
Throughout its history, the house has been full of fine treasures, like its many important works of art and the many rare books.
But it's the gardens I'm interested in, John. 关于花园有什么故事呢?
Okay, well, it was during the life of the 6th Duke of Chatsworth that the gardens became spectacular.
第六世公爵聘请了约瑟夫·帕克斯顿负责花园的建造。帕克斯顿是英国历史上著名的园林设计师之一，他设计建造了现在我们看到的查兹沃斯花园。
Andrea Wolf, who has written all about the gardens, spoke to me about Paxton when I visited the garden.
仔细听, 在下面这段谈话里边有很多有意思的术语和短语, 比如说, 工业革命, Industrial Revolution, 大量生产, Mass Produced, 掌控自然, To Master Nature, 还有暖房, Hot Houses. 让我们一起来听他是怎么告诉John的。
Well, it's a quite rugged scenery, but what Paxton and the Duke did is they used the Industrial Revolution to create a garden which literally mass-produced nature, so they mastered nature here. Paxton created hothouses, for example, and produced plants on an unheard scale. He utilized the technology and the invention which powered factories, for example, steam engines, gas lighting. So he made use of everything he saw, what was happening around him.
How ingenious. Joseph Paxton combined all the modern machinery of his day, of the Industrial Revolution, to create the magnificent gardens that you see at Chatsworth today.
John, Industrial Revolution, 工业革命, 是一场机械, machinery 带来的革命, 它完全改变了西方国家。 制造业的加工手段, manufacturing processes, 将 产品提高到了一个很大的程度 large scale， 而且还为交通运输赋予了新的内涵，也整个的改变了人们的生活方式。人们不再以农业为生，而是涌入城市，在新机器旁边开始新生活。
So, Joseph Paxton took up some of the ideas of the Industrial Revolution and used them in the way he created his gardens. He was able to mass-produce plants just as if he were in a factory, and he did this by growing the plants in large hothouses or greenhouses or glasshouses, we might call them.
Yes, he also used things like gas lighting, 煤气灯, in his gardens.煤气灯也是工业革命的一个产物。
Andrea Wolf said that Paxton literally mass-produced nature.
他直接的大量复制了自然界的景象。
BBC Learning English.
Welcome to BBC Learning English. If you've just joined us, I'm John. With me, Oliver.
你好，在查兹沃斯花园最重要的一个组成部分就是温室 glass house， 或者说暖房 hot house。
In the 1840s, he built the largest glass house in the world, and that too was on the Chatsworth estate. Andrea told me that Joseph Paxton was such a talented gardener that he used many techniques an architect might use.
也就是说，约瑟夫·帕克斯顿在建造花园的时候用了很多建筑学的技术 architecture， 而且他才能出众 very talented.
Andrea says that Paxton had no formal training as an architect.
是吗？他没有接受过任何正规的建筑学方面的培训。
He built the great glass house at Chatsworth when the great engineers of his day were struggling to span railway stations with their railway buildings.
Paxton 确实非常聪明，在他建筑这个当时世界上最大的温室的时候，英国顶级的建筑师们正在为建造跨度很大的车站站台而努力奋斗着呢。对于一个没有学过建筑的园丁来讲，这是非常伟大的成绩。
Here's Andrea again.
In a way it shows a bit about Paxton's character, how confident he really was, because he did not haveany formal training as an architect or as an engineer. And he built this at the same time as leading engineers were struggling to span the new railway platforms. And what he did is, a gardener, he built the largest glass house in the world.
很有意思。Paxton 是一个非常有才能的人。He was really talented. 他建造了世界上最大的温室, the largest glass house in the world.
Okay, well, let's get back to the gardens. I wonder why these wealthy families wanted to create these impressive gardens.
I think they wanted to show off their wealth.
I think so too. And Andrea has some views about this as well. This is what she told us.
Well, it's the time really of the expanding British Empire. One of the ways to kind of show your might and your power was to bring back those plants from India, from America...from the West Indies and put them into your glasshouse. Now, but the extraordinary thing here is that we're in Derbyshire and you open the door and you enter the tropics. So you have palm trees arching above you, you have bamboos, you have banana trees, you have tropical birds, monkeys, fish in heated aquatic ponds, you have bougainvillea, hibiscus, passion flowers. You really enter a different world.
So, yes, it seems like there was quite a lot of showing off going on. The family at Chatsworth were typical of large wealthy families during the time of the British Empire, and they would bring things home from the various countries that they had visited.
作为在大英帝国时期的家庭，用来显示你的力量 your might 和你的权势 your power 最好的方式就是搜集你去过的世界各地的东西，并且在家里展示。在查兹沃斯庄园用来显示力量和权势的就是来自非洲的热带植物。
What's interesting, according to Andrea, is that all these exotic plants exist in Derbyshire, in the big glass house at Chatsworth. She says going into the glass house is like going into the tropics.
The tropics, 热带的，这就是查兹沃斯花园暖房给人的感觉。 And what do the tropics consist of, John?
You have palm trees arching above you.
一进入暖房，就可以看到顶在你头上的像拱门一样的棕榈树。
There are bamboos, banana trees, and tropical birds.
还有竹子、香蕉树以及各种热带鸟类。
Now, there are monkeys and fish in heated aquatic pools.
没错，温室里边还有猴子。你还可以在温水池里边看到热带鱼类 aquatic pools.
A really different world in the cold climate of the north of England. Quite amazing if you think about it. Well, let's hear for the last time from Andrea.
没错，注意一下，帕克斯顿在形容早期的查兹沃斯花园的时候说，那个时候的花园明亮宽敞。
You had carpet bedding, it was called, where you have one plant after another, all in very garish colors, like bright reds, bright yellows, bright oranges. They would have patterns laid out.In these plants, very in your face, very artificial, but possible because he had those greenhouses and hothouses. So these plants would have been, you would have to change them at least twice a year because they're annual. So you can plonk them all in the flower bed and then rip them out again.
Sounds a little gaudy to me, Oliver.
A little what?
Gaudy.It means rather brash, too bright, not very tasteful, that sort of thing, gaudy.
Okay, gaudy, 华而不实的。这个词啊，有傲慢的意思 ,brash, 也有太辉煌的意思 ,too bright, 还有可能没有什么内涵的意思 ,not very tasteful.
And these gaudy plants were annuals, which means they grew only once a year.
Annuals.一年生的这些植物都是自然生长一年一生的对于我们今天看到的查兹沃斯花园来讲这些都是搭建理想花园的必要条件
Well, we've been at Chatsworth today Hope you've enjoyed the program If you need some more help with your English Then take a look at our website www.bbcchina.com.cn
Join us again soon Bye for now 再见
Bye bye
That's the end of today's programs from BBC Learning English. Join us again next time.